The New Testament reading this morning comes from the letter to the church in Colossae, which is in modern Turkey. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and peace. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. So what do you think Jesus asked for this Christmas? You know, it probably was not an Xbox. It probably was not a PlayStation. What do you think Jesus wants from you this Christmas? The prophet Micah provides a hint. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Well, that's a starting point, but those requirements are a fairly low bar, don't you think? It's almost as if the prophet is saying, well, in order to earn a passing grade, you are required to do justice and so forth. And it seems to me that the incarnate Christ has more to offer and more to ask than just a passing grade. The writer of this letter has a new take on that. That because of the redemptive power of Christ among us, we shed our old way of being and put on a new garment. That's exactly what Brooklyn was just talking about. I almost felt as though I should just sit down and say, okay, worship over for today. That's the message. Away we go. But we put on a new garment, clothing ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. It's actually kind of a nice New Year's metaphor, don't you think? Sloughing off the old clothes that we wore in 2021, the ones that sort of stink of pandemic and frustration, and instead putting on new garb that reflects the love of God. We're talking about transformation again. That middle part of our mission statement that speaks of inviting, transforming, and sending. So what would it look like in your own life, with your friends, with your family, church, community, to live more compassionately and kindly this year? As JT said in a sermon last month, compassion has its English and Latin roots in to suffer with. And in the Greek of the New Testament, the verb used for to feel compassion is splagnizomai, which is not just sympathy. It comes from the Greek word splagnon, which means guts. You feel compassion in your body, in the pit of your stomach, in your guts. And it takes embodied courage. Whereas we say, it takes guts to risk being compassionate sometimes. Last summer in the Atlantic, Arthur Brooks, who teaches at the Kennedy School at Harvard, wrote an article called "Love is Medicine for Fear." Brilliant title. And he writes, life, especially pandemic life, is full of threats and uncertainty. And we all know there's nothing like some fear and uncertainty to stoke our sense of anxiety. When we feel afraid, he says, bringing more love into our lives can help. The way to combat fear within ourselves is with the opposite emotion, which is not calmness or even courage. It's love. He writes further that fear emanates from the amygdala, the reptilian brain, that tells us to fight or to flee or to freeze, and that there is a neuropeptide, oxytocin, that can help inhibit the automatic response of the amygdala, giving our neocortex, especially our prefrontal cortex, the chance to catch up and to actually think about fear before jumping into a response. And you know what helps our brains to release oxytocin? You guessed it. Eye contact. Physical contact with those we love. Saying and being told, I love you. And what have we been missing for these nearly 2 years of pandemic? Looking one another in the eye, shaking hands, offering a hug. I know that I miss hugs, and I'll bet some of you do too. I remember how touched I was a couple of years ago when one of our older members told me that mine was the only hug she got during the week. And it's heartbreaking to think of what missing those hugs has done to us. Brooks continues, the math is simple. More isolation plus more hostility equals less love. Less love equals more fear. To reduce fear, we need to bring more love into our lives. You know, we all know what Jesus said about loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us. But are any of us really very good at putting that into practice? Now, I know some of you are, because I've seen you do it. I wonder what it would be like if we each made a commitment, a resolution, if you will, that for the next week or the next month, we're going to be more intentional about being more loving to our kids, to our parents, to our partners, to our friends, and even to our enemies. I wonder if that would help us to release some of the fear that creeps into our hearts. I wonder if looking lovingly into the eyes of someone, just catching their eyes, or giving them a big hug, or to someone within your intimate circle of pandemic intimates, would give you an oxytocin burst. Well, regardless of how being more loving makes us feel, imagine how it would make the people around us feel. Maybe they would get that little hit of oxytocin that might help calm their fears just a little bit. Maybe they would sense love instead of sensing anxiety. Fear and anxiety are even more virulent than the Omicron variant. They spread from one person to the next, even without physical contact or aerosolized breath. But you know what? Love spreads the same way, from one person to the next. maybe together you and I could be the change that we want to see in the world. So I'd like to invite you to do a short guided meditation with me, only if you wish, and only if you haven't had a traumatic experience that might cause you to return, cause that memory to return. So close your eyes if you wish. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths. Feel your chest or your belly expanding with those breaths. Feel the weight of your body being borne in your seat and by your feet on the floor. And imagine yourself sitting next to Jesus, the model of compassion. What fears or anxieties would you like him to bear for you? Is it your own fear of dying or becoming ill? Is it your anxiety for our planet? Is it another fear? Imagine yourself holding that fear and physically handing it over to Jesus, taking it from your lap and putting it into his. He looks back at you tenderly with his warm brown eyes. He accepts what you have offered, and it has unburdened you. Feel that lightness. He asks what you can do to alleviate someone else's burden. You know someone who needs to feel an expression of your love. It might be a friend or a family member. It might be someone you're in conflict with, or someone you barely know. Hold a picture of that person in your mind's eye. Offer them the gift of a loving gaze or a warm hug, and they receive it with gratitude and love. They will pass that love along to another, and another, and another. As you begin to come back into this place, feel the warm presence of God within you, and know that it will be with you on every step of your journey. And as you're ready, bring your attention into the present moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I started this sermon by asking a question. What do you think Jesus wants for Christmas? How might you answer that question? Do you think he wants our happiness, our compassion, our working to forgive one another, our being a blessing to one another? Does he want your love? What gift can you offer? You know the lines from the poet Christina Rossetti, set to music and sung as in the bleak midwinter. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise one, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give him my heart. Amen.